All right, go for it.
It's Golden Grog Roulette Day, and I'm here to say that's okay with me. Hey Gorb, do you want to explain what Golden Grog is?
I will do my best. I think the rules are we are going to, as standard, ask our question to see who goes first.
As you
Then,
will.
before the participant is given their prompt, they will roll one d10 to choose a genre, and then one d20 twice to choose two items necessary to be included in the story of that genre following the given prompt.
So succinct, so
Oh,
smooth. I'm impressed.
wow, thank you. I was nervous. I had to push through it.
Shaking those wiggles out
I
and
mean,
getting
that's
it all out without a doubt. You know what I mean?
French to Bach 1780. What was it? Six?
It's something like that.
We'll see. We'll see who gets it.
All right, Gorb, do
Right.
you have the question or should I?
Do you have a question handy?
What weighs more, a seal or a sea lion? There are so many different types of seals.
All right. Let's I'm gonna refactor that one, if that's cool with you.
Yes,
And we can see if this
remix.
passes. Okay. What weighs more, an elephant seal or a walrus? And I will let you
Oh,
guess
that's a good
first.
one.
Oh, all right. That's pretty good.
Okay. We're going for average weight, right?
Are we going for average or are we going for max? I
Max
average.
weight.
Yeah, I think
Max weight is the right deal there.
Yeah, I think max. Let's do max. So
All right, since you finished the question, does that mean I should guess?
you get to guess first, Zorb. You got it.
Walrus or elephant seal?
Yeah.
Walrus or elephant seal?
Yeah, that's the question.
I'm going elephant seal. Those male big elephant seals, they look
Yeah.
pretty massive to me.
That's what I was gonna guess too. So I think you're gonna come out on top. All right, you wanna look up maximum elephant seal weight? And I will look up maximum walrus weight. You want to pause for the listener?
I hope no one asks me for my Google history.
Okay.
No. That's like the replacement song. There's gonna be hold music. We're gonna have it, you know. It's
It's only been like 4 years.
always been there, but like it was really fast.
Mean, you can't do everything for the listener. Some things require imagination.
Exactly. Hold music in your head now.
Some nice elevator. What do
Okay.
you call them? Muzak?
So elephant seals are some big boys.
They are some big boys. About twice the maximum weight of a walrus.
That's right. At 8,800 pounds, that's a big old boyo.
Yeah, and for the curious listener, the maximum walrus usually comes in around 4,000
Okay. I think Gorb,
think. Yeah. What are
with
you
my
feeling?
elephant seal victory,
Yeah.
I will seal my seal with a first round go.
First round go. Okay.
First, we gotta pick the genre.
Yeah, let's All
All
right.
right.
So
Should we do a countdown?
I mean, I think I can do a countdown for you for the first roll of a deep
Okay, here we go.
genre, sorry. Watch it be
Genre
drama.
drama.
Three, two, one, go.
The most questiony.
Well, you got a
Three, two,
two.
one, go.
I mean, well, I mean, I'm.
Ooh, fantasy.
Ooh, okay. You got a genre for fantasy. Okay.
Okay, and then
You
my
got two.
first item. Here we
Yeah.
go.
Here we go. You
Number
got
17,
17, which is
the cubed root of
the
27.
27. Oh, what
Thanks
fun.
for that one, Gorb.
No problem. All right, and your second item.
And my second item, which is
What is that?
pickaxe.
All right, you ready for
Okay,
prompt?
well, Gorb, in order for my small brain to hold
That's
this
fair.
information.
I will probably end up doing the same thing.
Okay, we've got the cubed root of 27 and
Yep.
pickaxe
Yep.
in the fantasy genre.
In the fantasy genre.
And what is my prompt,
And your
Mr. Gorb?
following prompt, let me get my timer set up. Make sure you got a.
Oh, that's bad,
I
bad
know.
etiquette, Gorb.
I've been spoiled. I usually get to go first or get to choose.
Yeah, because I always get questions wrong. What just happened?
Okay, 22:33 on the clock. Your prompt, Zorb, is to tell me a fantasy story which includes the cubed root of 27, a pickaxe, and the tale of how Jerry Smeegans discovered ice. Go.
Great. Okay.
Right, timer's running.
Deep in the land of the Feldwell Kingdom lived a family of very ugly elves. Okay.
Very ugly, is that what you said?
Very ugly. They
Okay.
were if you don't know the stereotype, like elves are like supposed to be these beautiful, magnificent, what's the word for you never die?
Immortal?
There you go. And they're all those things, but then we've got the family of the Smeegans, right?
Okay, so the other are elves are beautiful. It's just
Yes,
Negans who
yes.
are
So they all live in like these like very elegant houses in that kingdom that I said.
Yes, which I totally forgot as well.
Oh, I remember. I've just, you're not supposed to say the name of the kingdom
Yes.
because
No
it's like it's
Feldwell.
taboo,
Yes.
okay? Now the other elves all live in these, fanciful magic like houses. They look elegant, they look well furnished. Beautiful oak or something.
Yeah, it's good wood. It's like
Yeah,
some chip
great
on
wood.
there. Yeah. I
But the Smeegans, there's only three of them left, right?
live in a little ramshackle shanty on the end of town, or where
Yeah,
do
they live in a ha a storage hut. Like, have you ever seen those things when people are like moving, like those pods?
Like a
Like,
cargo
looks
container?
like a train car
Yeah,
unit.
like a shipping container.
Now, you may be thinking, like elves, like there's no modern technology. No. In this land that we do not speak of, we call the land of F because that's the closest you can get to without being taboo. And it is a taboo for a reason, and I'll get to that.
Okay, all right.
But basically, there are trains. There's like locomotive, like steam trains,
Got
big
elect.
old puffs of smoke. All
Okay.
the elves are like gentlemen with big mustaches
Sounds
and
like a
top hats.
steampunk elf world, if that's
Yeah,
correct.
exactly. The land of F.
Well, yeah.
Now, here's the thing. There's Reba. There's Reba Smeegan, there's Dangle Smeegan,
Yep.
and there's Oompa Smeegan, okay?
No, Jerry.
No Jerry, because they're Long lost Uncle Jerry
Mm-hmm.
disappeared when they were all three, right? They're triplets.
Oh my God, when they were older
Okay.
than the cubed root of 27.
Yeah. So I might have said that they're elves, but that's a little inaccurate, right?
Oh,
Because they're actually more like half elves, half dwarfs, right?
okay.
And I called them ugly, but they're really only ugly by like pure elf standards, right?
Okay.
They're of course like Reba and Oompa are the two girls,
Yeah.
and big, big red hair. So big that like it kind of looks like they have facial hair, but they're not conventionally ugly, probably. You just can't see them. Okay?
It just
And then
covers their whole face. It's like a
they're
shroud.
kind of look like if you've ever seen that cartoon with the Western guy with the pistols for the Looney
Yeah.
Tunes.
I'm pretty sure he has a mustache. They
No,
don't
but not like him though. There's like there's this creature that is just covered in hair from head to toe, and I can't
Oh,
remember the name of
yes.
it.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay, visualize that almost.
Okay, they
Okay.
seem more like instead of half elf, half dwarf, they seem like Bigfoots? Is that or no? Is
That you're not too far off,
Do the
except
rest of the
very
elf
top heavy.
creatures very top heavy. Do the rest of the elf creatures also have a quite a large amount of hair, or
No, that's a
just the
Smeegan
genetic?
original,
Okay.
okay? Now, most of the elves in town, especially Gentleman Bock and his group of follies, that's what he calls them.
What are the problems?
They're like the they just they all work as like they all own an oil company. But they just sit around and let dwarves do all the work, right? So they just like don't know what to do with their time. So they just like they torture Reba, Dangle, and Oompa, like they bully them nonstop, right?
Like a gilded age, but with elf
Yeah,
creatures.
exactly.
Are there other, I mean, you just mentioned dwarves, and we have these half elf, half, are there just like regular elves? Are there humans? Like, what is the land
What's the
outside of
lore
F? Yeah,
of the
like,
land of F? So
outside the land of F? Like, what's still going on in the rest of the world?
this town is like very far north. There's really only three like big cities or towns, right?
In the land of F.
Yeah, there are humans like really far south, but they like are all cannibals.
Okay.
Okay. So you really don't want to go anywhere near like down south, right? Because you'll get eaten. And of
Okay.
course, like cannibals implies they eat humans. They do eat each other, but they also eat dwarves
They'll
and elves.
eat anything. They're pretty hungry, I guess. Is
Yeah.
getting...
So there's just a lot of hungry people down there.
Okay. All right. Still part of the empire, though. Don't know why.
It's very much like Mad Max. Like they have trucks and stuff and like water. It's a hard resource to come by. They're all painted white. It's scary.
Okay.
Okay,
And then
but that's just down south. We don't go there. Everybody tries to avoid going there. There's a giant wall,
Oh, really?
called the Wall of F, which kind of like separates, the two big towns up north, right? There's
What if Game of Thrones was just holding Mad Max behind that
Yeah,
wall?
exactly.
Yeah.
Now, of course, there's Bockville, which is, Gentleman Bock owns the city, right?
That's
And
where our story takes place.
he yes. And
Okay.
he comes by and he personally bullies Reba, Dangle, and Oompa. Okay. And we'll get to that.
We'll get to that. Okay.
But the leader in the land of F, and the reason why you can't say the full country's name is he's a ghost.
Like in a metaphorical sense or a
No,
literal.
he's like dead, but like he came back kind of.
Like a Jesus sense or like a zombie
No,
sense?
it's much worse.
So,
more like he came back under like bad circumstances. Like
is
someone
he?
like brought him back, and they like didn't want him to like they didn't want him to die, and he like he was he didn't die on purpose, but like you know
All right, so the whole operation was
he
kind
was
of.
pretty old. He had a DNR.
All right.
They brought him back anyway. Okay,
Okay,
now
and then
that's
what
all
happened?
wizards, right?
Yeah. Are the wizards a separate thing, or are they just
They're the other
elves or
town.
humans who have like different job?
They're the other town, and the Mr. F, he is the leader of the other village, you know,
Who wishes he stayed dead?
which is capital F.
Okay. All right.
So
Well
Mr.
done.
F runs capital F, and they're the ones who they're the ones who built the wall, right? So you don't mess with them because they're like they're kind of like an angry dad, like driving on the highway. They'll be like, "Oh, you want me to put the wall down?" They'll be like, "No."
The Mad Max humans to the south.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, so
Yep, 13 minutes left.
Reba, Tangle, and Oompa are all miners, right? So they use a pickaxe to basically, you know, go into the coal mines and you know, basically get all of the fuel needed for trains, right? So here's the thing though. Ice is what, like, you know, the oil barons, I call them oil barons. Really, they're ice barons, right?
And ice is in like frozen water or in like
Ice
chemical.
as in frozen water, but here's the thing. There are only a couple of areas where it actually get, I know they're up north, but there's only a couple areas where it actually gets cold enough for
I mean,
water
that makes sense.
to turn into ice. And they haven't discovered refrigeration yet, right?
No, it's still the steam age.
But their trains, there's something magical about them where like 1 in 20 parts per million dab of ice, if you manage to get it into that train, it will run for the next 10 years, right?
My God, have they shared this technology south of the wall?
They don't want them to know about it.
Oh my God,
Okay, now here's the thing. Jerry Smeegan,
Is he like a cousin?
Reba, Dangle, and Oompa, they, you know, when they were all three, he goes, "I'm gonna get us out of this like house. I'm gonna get us the power and wealth that we need to like move to the
Get a
village
haircut.
of capital F and, you know, live on the rolling hills of Bramble."
Okay. Yep,
Okay,
that
so, but here's the thing. There are only like two or three people who know how to make ice work in the trains, right? And they're
sounds
both wizards.
right.
Okay. One of them is Mr. F, and the other one is dead. So it's like Mr. F only knows how to make it work, right? Uncle Jerry Smeegan, you know, Reba, Dangle, and Oompa never had parents. We don't know where they are, okay? Uncle Jerry goes and he like leaves a note. He's like, "I found ice. Believe me, I will be back," right?
Does Uncle Jerry have the hair thing too, or is he like just regular?
He looks like a big orange cheese ball
Okay. So he has the
with
All
Okay,
right. All
now
right.
here's the thing. The ice is on the other side of the wall. That's what he
Cool.
said in his note. Okay. Of
Yeah.
course, he never comes back. Now, one time,
Of
Reba,
course.
Dangle, and Oompa
Yeah.
are mining. How much time do I have left?
You have 9 minutes and 48
Oh, Christ.
seconds.
The problem with fantasy is there's so much lore. Okay, so they're mining, right?
So,
And
if they're, what are they mining with? Let me help you knock another point off.
oh, they're using their pickaxes, of course.
Okay, cool. You've got cubed root and pickaxe. You're good.
We got it.
You did it.
So.
You might do another one for cubed root because I'm pretty sure that's three. So you're good there. You said that.
So basically they're mining, right? And Gentleman Bach and his follies are all just tossing the, like, coins at their heads, because they wear helmets, right? And like they're sitting up on this bridge and they basically throw coins down at them and see if they can get a big donk sound on their helmet while they're mining with their pickaxes, right?
This titan of industry doesn't have anything better to do.
He really doesn't. Okay, and the cubed root of 27 is what Mr. F uses to make sure the trains run.
So three.
So basically, like, all, just an average day in Bachville,
In the land of F.
when all of a sudden a war cry sounds out from deep within the valley, right? Like giant war horns revving of monster truck engines.
The sound of spray paint cans being
The
huffed.
slaughter is about to begin. Okay.
Wait, all right. Can I pause you here for a second? A little
Yes.
clarification. I thought the Bachville, the third city, was like all the way in the north, like as far as you could go.
No, it's like a traffic light, right? So, like, down in the human right is green, Bachville's yellow, and Mr. F, capital F, is all the way up north.
Okay, all right. So they're in the middle. They're the first to
Yes.
fall before
They're the
the
first line of defense.
Murderous humans. Okay.
Okay.
All right,
They
back to the story.
hear cries of "The wall is down," right, from the villagers in Bachville.
Yeah, with
You
their
know,
creepy
Gentleman Bach is like, "I wish I had prepared for this." Okay,
So,
everyone's getting slaughtered. Monster trucks are just running around everywhere.
they're wishing they built something faster than
Yeah,
steam
exactly.
anymore.
Reba, Dangle, and Oompa, luckily, Uncle Jerry was pretty smart. And he built, like,
A panic room?
a panic room, yeah, for like when the apocalypse happens. They never went down there because they're like, "Oh, silly Uncle Jerry." Okay.
Right.
They go down there and they realize that it doesn't end, right?
Oh, it's like a tunnel.
Correct. Now, of course, because they're so poor, they live the closest to the wall. But they're like, "Wall is down, we're gonna try and go." So they start following the path down. Massive amounts of carnage happening overhead. They can hear it through many feet of dirt.
They're so hungry, those people.
They gotta eat somehow.
Is an insatiable appetite.
So they're only about 20, 30-minute walk. Okay?
Are there lights in the tunnel?
And they
Yeah,
there's like little magic lamps
okay, all right.
of jammy gemstone, J Jerry's jammy gemstones.
Proprietary. It's an invention
Okay,
we've been working on.
it's not patented. So they open up the side of like a grate, right? And they're at like a campsite that seems to be within like a tiny little like dome hut, right? There's like a few supplies scattered about, and they hear a man talking to himself in the corner of the hut. "I did it. I did it. I did it." Right? They're like, "Is that you, Uncle Jerry?" And he turns around and it's Uncle Jerry.
Looking like a crazed out
He's
cheap.
all his hair is torn about and frayed, right? His eyes are bloodshot red, and he's holding a giant chunk of ice, right?
Is ice like the ring from Lord of the Rings? It's like
No, he's just gone through so much. He's been
wait, so he was only a
like
20-minute tunnel
seven, 8
walk from
years, right?
home.
How much time do I have left?
Got 4 minutes and 50 seconds.
Okay, good. So Uncle Jerry's holding the ice and he's like babbling over it, right? And Reba basically like reaches out to him and is like, "Uncle Jerry, It's okay. Like, you're safe now. Uncle Jenny. He turns around, Uncle Jerry, and he just bashes her over the head with the ice,
Oh,
right?
God.
She's not dead, but she's like concussed at least,
All
right?
right, yeah, she's not in prime condition.
Dangle and Oopa grab her up, and Uncle Jerry puts his hand on a gold signet in the side of the hut, disappears.
Oh God, okay.
Okay, they both run over. They start to hear the cries of cannibal humans from outside the hut, right? Running amok. And they go over and they all touch the gold signet at once. And they reappear in this city with tall spire buildings like nothing they'd ever seen before. A blooming metropolis of magic and love.
Is it capital F?
It's capital F. Now, here's the thing. It'd be hard to find Mr. F if they didn't appear right outside of the capital F building, which is shaped like an F, okay?
Worry about the structural integrity of it.
Yeah. There's one support beam, it's
There you
somewhere.
go. There's magic here. It's fine.
Yeah, there you go. So basically they go inside and obviously something has happened, right? Like the front reception woman is like, oh, like she's like on the floor. There's like two bodyguards who like were trampled by something. Okay.
They move fast with their
They're
monster.
like, and Oompa's like, have you seen a crazed beast man run through here? And they're like, was he riding a centaur? They're like, that
What
sounds like Uncle Jerry at this point.
Okay.
Okay, they go, he took the elevator. They have elevators in there. It's
They
capital
can see
F.
centaurs, yeah.
Okay, so they go into the elevator and they're going up a couple of floors. And then they are continuing to go up all the way up to the top floor. You
Okay.
know, with Mr. F's like giant, it's like corporate glass room, right?
Yeah, it's that's the penthouse suite.
Okay, and you know, I may have mentioned that there were only two wizards who know the cubed root of 27 and how to convert ice into power. But one of those wizards was not dead. It was Uncle Jerry. Okay.
1 minute, 50 seconds left.
Now, Reba, Dangle, and Oompa are looking at these two wizards facing each other. Jerry is pointing at Mr. F and he goes, "You are hiding all the ice and you're using it for your own gain." Mr. F goes, "Listen, Jerry, we had to maintain this city's wealth somehow, don't you understand?" And Uncle Jerry goes, "No!" And he just starts strangling him.
Okay, all right.
Okay, Mr. F beats him over the head with his wizard staff. Uncle Jerry is out cold. Mr. F turns to Reba, Dangle, and Oompa and points his wizard staff at him, at them. But it's just then that they hear Brrr!
1 minute left.
Cannibals start to swarm the capital city of F. And Uncle Jerry goes, "Don't." He wakes up and he goes, "Psh," and Mr. F turns into marshmallows. And he goes, "Don't make me turn this car around, kids." And he snaps his fingers and the wall reappears. And they're like, Reba, Dangle, Hooper are like, "Oh, thank God the wall's here." And he's like, "The cannibals are still on this side, though."
Oh
And that's when
God.
he used his ice to make them all freeze in place with the cubed root of 27. All right, Igor, are you
I
ready?
am ready for
It's
my.
Golden Grog Roulette. Vroom, vroom,
All right.
vroom, vroom. Okay, time for your genre, Gorb. Are you ready? Three, two, one, roll.
All right, 10. Folklore.
Folklore.
Okay, interesting.
Do
I
you
can't wait
have
to
your
get historical
electronic
music.
keyboard? Memorization Gorbulon 3000.
All right, so folklore, and then I'm gonna roll. All right, let's roll for item one.
Number 8.
Randy
French in a Box,
two.
1786.
No, what is eight is Randy two.
Oh, Randy too.
Right, so
And
kick it off.
number 16, the deepest pain imaginable.
Imaginable. All right.
Okay, Randy 2, the deepest pain imaginable for a folklore story. And your
Okay.
prompt is to tell me the legend of the man elk.
All right. The legend of the man elk.
And your timer
Is it
is
down?
definitely ready. It's been up the whole time. It
Yeah,
was never
definitely
not
that.
there. Okay, ready,
Yep,
set,
just
go.
like the yep, okay, here we go. Let me take a little note real quick. I'm just gonna go right in here because it's okay. We gotta let the story marinate for a second. The legend of the Elk Man, right?
Yeah, there you go.
That was the prompt, and it's
Yeah.
folklore and Randy too.
That's
And
correct.
what was the last one? The deepest pain imaginable. Okay. Now all those things really come together in the legend of the Elk Man.
Yes, an important legend.
It's a very important legend. So, for context's sake, Zorb, when you were a child, I know you're probably not familiar too much with Earth myth, but did you ever have a alien parent tell you, to wear a hat when you went outside, otherwise you would catch a cold?
Yeah, one of my 100 parental council members did give me that advice.
Yes, and I'm sure you heard the legend of the Elk Man because we're a more, evolved society. So anyway, in a few years, humanity will learn that although it seems like it's germs, it's actually the Elk Man who gets you.
Yes.
Causing, if only I got the strep throat item. Strep throat, the common cold, and in the worst case scenario, the deepest pain imaginable. Now, to start this story properly, we're going to introduce our main character, the center of this fable about the importance of wearing a hat in winter. And this
Without becoming a hat guy.
without becoming a hat guy, like it's you take it off when you're inside, right? You don't try to push your hat on anybody else. You don't try to do any of that. It's just so you don't catch a cold
Yeah.
or encounter the Elk Man. Now, our protagonist here is Randy. So
Good
one
old
day,
Brandy.
little Randy.
Oh, Randy.
Yeah,
Not
Randy.
Brandy.
Not Brandy, Randy. Brandy was little Randy's sister.
Yeah, Brandy and Randy, of course. It's all
Completely.
coming back to me.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she lives in Ohio and works in advertising. She's not important to the legend.
Yeah, no.
Now, so Randy though, little Randy, he's maybe he's like mid-20s now. He's not so little anymore. And when
Was at one point.
he was, I mean, yeah. I mean, to get to like 25, you had to have been the cubed root of 27 verse 3. So,
Yeah, there you
but
go.
he's not 3 anymore. He's not really little either. Randy's over 6 foot 4. He's a decent sized guy. And because he's decently sized, he gets hot in the
In the heat.
Yeah, no, I mean, no, in the even in the winter up
Oh,
in,
he's one of those people who's just perpetually
yeah, he's
hot.
just always hot, always. And he lives, I don't know what state is north of Ohio or if it's Canada, but he's somewhere north of Ohio. The physical
Yeah.
location is not so important to the story. You just need to know it's cold, and one
And
day,
he
Randy.
feels hot.
He feels hot, and one day he's going to go to work and he decides not to wear his hat.
Yeah.
Disobeys years, generations, the entire history of humanity's, grandmotherly advice.
It's
So Randy,
passed on.
it is for a reason. But
I'm
Randy
sure,
is,
did his mom tell him?
well, I mean, yeah, when he was a child, but he's
Okay.
25, living
But
somewhere
he
north of
forgot.
Ohio. Yeah, I mean, he didn't forget. He just didn't care. He was
Oh, he was flagrantly.
flaked. Yeah, so he was like, it's not the cold that makes you sick. It's exposure to the germs, mom. But,
Did
and
he
she
say that on
was
his way out?
like, yeah, he did. He talks to himself a bit. It's okay. It's unrelated.
Oh, but so he wasn't talking to his mom.
No, I mean metaphorically, or maybe on the blue tag. It's not
He
really.
was talking to a mental image of his
Yeah,
mom.
exactly. He gets quite enraptured in his self discussions.
Yeah.
So Randy doesn't wear his hat on the way to work somewhere north of Ohio. Now, that was the wrong move.
It was.
Because although sometimes it is the germs. Sometimes, the cold weakens your immune system, makes you more
Yep.
susceptible. And
It's all connected.
sometimes, if you don't wear your hat in winter, you run into the elk man. I don't know if there's elk north of Ohio. They probably are at some point. I don't know what, immediately north, but there's definitely the elk man. He's everywhere. So Randy, he's got like a 2-block walk to work.
What does he do again?
I mean, it's not important, but let's just say he works at a Blockbuster.
Yeah.
And he's walking to work at the video store. 2 blocks, short walk. He's like, I can leave my hat at home. And on the second block, he turns, and it should be some moderately suburban area north of Ohio. But when he turns onto the street where the Blockbuster is supposed to be, it's just straight woods.
No,
And
like,
it was like 9 a.m. in the morning before. And even though it's January, we're not too far north of Ohio. It's still sunny.
was he just not paying attention to like where he was going?
No, I mean, it's a 2-block walk. I mean,
Yeah.
the man, he's not wearing his hat, but he's not an idiot. He can do it. He can pull it off. But Randy, that just takes that turn onto where the Blockbuster should be, and it's just straight woods. And it's not
Yeah.
sunny anymore. It's not even like overcast. It is full dark. Like he can barely see, right? And so obviously,
Like the sun is suddenly hidden behind the clouds, or
so it's like imagine if you turned on a street and you looked forward. It was just straight, darkened, old growth pine forest covered in snow. And then you turned back around and it was West Water Street in a suburban town somewhere just north of Ohio. And that's
yeah.
why, so Randy, being a reasonably sensibly minded person, even though he didn't wear a hat, he's not all bad. He decides to say, I'm pretty sure I didn't take acid this morning, but whatever this is, I'm just gonna go the long
We're
way.
gonna go with it.
We're gonna No, he's not gonna go. I mean, I'm going in there. He's turning back
He
around
turns back around.
to be where it's, a suburban town somewhere north of Ohio.
Yeah.
But the problem is, the second he turns around, it flips. And so it's just straight dark woods on that side. He looks around and he can see his Blockbuster, where he's supposed to be at work.
Oh, that's bizarre.
Right? It's causing a bit of a, it's not even an existential crisis. Honestly, at this point, it's a full-on crisis.
Yeah. He's like, how do I fix this?
No longer theoretical. So he spends about, let's just say, 5 more minutes, trying to get to the Blockbuster or back to his house. It doesn't work. Either way, you turn and you're facing woods.
Yeah.
These are big trees, right? These are the kind of trees you see in like places where nature hasn't been touched, right?
Yes.
And not to mention the complete lack of sunlight, which is also very concerning. Now, after like 10 minutes, there's only so many things you can try. I mean, he tried
Yeah.
turning like what 180 degrees, so he's like facing the side of a building. The building's just gone, it's just straight woods now. It doesn't really There's only one way to go, and it's into the woods.
The only way out is through.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, but also he was shitting himself with fear at this point, as one does.
Yeah.
So, being
If you're forced to venture into ancient
exactly.
woods.
Exactly. So, doing really the only thing he can do at this point, he walks forward into the woods. And there's this like barely lit little scrabble, hard scrabble path. And it's, there's just enough illumination.
Scrabble?
What's up?
Like the Scrabble tiles?
No, like hard scrabble. Like it's just dirt and like some leaves, some underbrush covering it.
Was it balmy?
No, because it was so cold. But we'll get there. Don't
But he feels
worry.
hot.
He feels balmy. Even in this, primeval frozen wilderness, he can't help but feel it's a little humid in here. It could be the stress though at this point.
Yes, he's
So anyway,
sweating.
he's sweating hard. Anyway, Randy's walking down the path. It's just barely lit up enough because, behind him in a world he can't get to is 10 a.m., now suburban Ohio or just north of it. So he uses the light from the real world to walk down this little path. But it's growing dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. Now, even though he works at a Blockbuster, the year is still like at least 2018. It's more of like a nostalgia thing that it's there.
Yeah.
It's like the kids love
It's a
to.
gimmick.
Yeah, it's a gimmick, it's basically a tourist attraction at this point. So he has a cell phone, right?
Yeah.
Now, that hadn't really occurred to him before to try and call somebody. But now he's like, why not? Plot twist. It's not even a twist. It's what you would expect. There's no cell service in this
Yeah.
forgotten mystical woodland. But he does turn on the flashlight from his
Yeah.
phone. And it can illuminate just like it's the barest sliver. It's, of this path. So he's able to keep going. And he keeps going. Now, he's, I'm not gonna act it all out, pantomime and such, but let's just say he's crying, he's praying, he's really panicking. He doesn't understand why he's here. Things are running through his head. He's like, is this aliens? Am I dead? Did I get hit by a car?
Didn't connect it to his hat.
Exactly. He's not pulling it together. Now, after about God knows how long of walking, right? I mean, his phone is just like it stopped tracking time the second he entered the woodland.
So it's stuck.
It's almost as if time doesn't exist here, right?
Yeah.
So he's walking forward. And then all of a sudden, he hears someone call his name.
Oh.
And it's a hoarse voice. And it says,
Wait, like horse, like
Yeah, well, actually, all right. So for the first one, it's horse, as in like Randy. And then the second one is horse, as in like, I don't know, neigh. I can't do a good horse noise, but it's his name said in a raspy voice, followed by a horse neighing.
and potentially is his name in
Potentially.
a horse voice.
Potentially in horse language, the horse is also saying Randy. Now, he's freaking out,
Yeah.
obviously. He's
He
sweating.
doesn't see anything.
I mean, no, not yet. I mean, the sound is, it seems to be coming from all around him, right?
Yeah, echoing.
Yep. So he keeps, he's sprinting now down this little path, right? He's
Yeah.
trying to run. He's like, where's the Blockbuster? I don't know. This is confusing.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he trips. It's like a downed log in the path.
Oh God.
Falls forward on his face. His phone hits the ground. The flashlight side is facing down. It's full dark. He could just see the little sliver of light coming from where the flashlight is touching the ground. And he hears again behind him, he hears, Randy. And then, nay. But like in a more menacing tone. It's like the horse does
Yeah.
not sound happy. Now, the voice is coming closer. So Randy, he grabs his phone, and all of a sudden he feels this piercing pain on
Oh
the back
God.
of his calf,
Yeah.
almost as if like it was accompanied by another nay. I can't do a horse voice, but anyway, It was probably saying
The
that
listeners got you.
use your imagination. I can't do all the work. And the hoof, the horse's hoof, pushed down into his calf. And horses,
Oh.
it weighs a lot. So it's probably broken.
Was it
I'm
the
not a
deepest
doctor.
pain imaginable?
No, it is not.
Okay.
It's so much worse. So Randy cries out and he turns around with the camera and he sees this huge dark horse, right? Like
Oh God.
a Mustang, but the size of a Clydesdale, all black.
Yeah.
With why not? Let's throw in
A
yellow.
very ripped horse.
It was jacked. Like you have never seen a horse like this before.
Maybe once.
Maybe not even. That horse had nothing on this horse. This horse is like, I don't know, it had a six pack. I mean, it's hard to see because you don't really go under a horse.
Yeah,
I don't
and it
know
was
if they shoot
dark.
that, but it does. It has it, and then so on top of this horse is a cloaked figure.
Oh.
And he's going there, he's going, Randy, right?
Yeah.
And Randy's like, who are you? My leg.
Yeah.
And the cloaked figure, the horse neighs again, probably
Yeah.
saying its name, which is something like Heart of Darkness or something. It's
Yeah.
a badass horse. It is a badass horse. And whoever is taking care of that is using plenty of mane and tail. Like that mane, it's not windy, but it's blowing in the wind, right?
Yeah.
Oddly
Majestic.
Fabio-esque, but also terrifying, horse out there.
Cinematic, if you will.
Beautiful and terrifying and jacked. Anyway, where was I? Oh, so the rider's he's pulling off his hood.
Yeah.
Randy's like frantically, he's grabbing his flashlight, shining it up into this mysterious figure's face. And then all of a sudden, it's his own face. And he's like, who are you? And he says, I'm Randy too, right? Not well, no,
Oh.
because it's two with two O's. Like
Yeah.
he was saying, I'm Randy also. We'll get to Randy too soon. Now, Randy's like, where? Obviously, the whole slew of questions that you would expect.
How
Admit.
much does he look like him? Yeah.
Oh, like perfect. Like
Yeah.
identical twin. The only difference is one is wearing a badass cloak dressed in Middle Ages garb, riding a jacked horse.
Like no like goatee or scars or like
No, just exactly the same.
Okay.
Arguably, maybe a bit better shape. And the other
Yeah.
one is just on the
More
floor, hanging out of
athletic.
his leg in a Blockbuster uniform.
Yeah.
Now, time check. How much time do I have?
5 minutes and 27 seconds.
Okay, so let me go make sure I've hit my things. Okay, so Randy looks up. He says, "What do you mean you're Randy too?" As in also. And Randy says, "Where's your hat?" And he's like,
Oh.
"What? Help me! I can't move my leg. I'm so hot."
Already
Well, there's yeah, no, he's even hotter now. And Randy too, or just Randy,
Yeah,
says
also
also says, "Where's your hat?"
he asks him again, yeah.
Randy, Blockbuster Randy, says, "What do you mean? What hat? I mean, like my cap, my winter cap. I left it at home." And Randy too is just like Randy also is just like. Shucking his teeth. And the horse,
Yeah.
I think horses could do, it's also like, no,
Yeah. He's clicking at him.
it's like, and shaking his head. The horse is like, you don't get to be this jacked by leaving your hat at home, let me tell you. Now, Randy, he's crying. His leg is, it's not in good shape. And he's
Yeah.
like, please help me. Help me get back to the Blockbuster. Right? Help me find some medical treatment for my leg.
Yeah. For my leg.
And Randy also, the other Randy, the
Yeah.
badass Randy with the
Yeah.
Randy with the horse, down at him and says, "You're no real Randy." I'm gonna make you Randy too.
What?
And then the horse proceeds to break his other leg. Randy screams out in pain, and he's like,
Like Randy, zero legs.
he's like, "What's happening?" And he says, "You didn't wear your hat. It's cold
What
outside.
did you think would happen?
What did you think? Why didn't you listen to your mother and your grand? Why didn't you wear your
You
hat?"
piece of shit.
The horse proceeds to break his right arm
Oh
and
my
elbow
God.
joint. And Randy's screaming. And Randy also is like, "This is nothing. I will show you the deepest pain imaginable." And at that point, Randy too, Randy also pulls off the back of his cloak. So it's fully off.
Oh God.
It's surround on the horse. And it's just like a little elk creature on the attached to like surgically to the back of his body.
Like a living elk attached to
Yeah,
his
it's
hand?
screaming. It doesn't look happy either. Yeah, no, its eyes are full of fright. Now that would be terrifying. But Randy's already had like there's like 207 bones in the human body, I think. He's already had
Yeah.
130 of them broken
Oh
by
my
this
God.
evil jacked horse. It's barely got
Shit,
like
I'm
click
sad.
them. Time check.
It's 2 minutes and 10 seconds.
So as the horse proceeds to break all of original Blockbuster Randy's bones, he passes out from the pain and probably
Yeah.
internal bleeding. And then all of a sudden, the flashlight in his phone is out. And he wakes up several times, and there's no light here. And every time
Yeah.
he wakes up, he just hears, "Nay." Followed by a bestial dying elk sound, and then
Yeah.
Randy also just being like, and then they proceed to break more of his bones again. Like they gotta heal and they gotta break it again. It's a whole thing. They're reshaping him
Yeah.
into something better.
Yeah.
Time check.
1 minute and 15 seconds.
Now, after about God only knows how long, it felt like eternity. Of the deepest pain imaginable, an unbearable hell in a frozen, dark, terrible landscape. But he's still so hot. But anyway,
Made it just a little
all
worse.
of a sudden, for the 50th time he wakes up, he can't even keep track. He wakes up and he can see there's light. And there's down the little path, there's what he thinks is a Blockbuster. And so he claws with his hands at the dirt. His body is racked with pain. And he pulls himself out onto a small street in rural slash suburban just north of Ohio. And people in front of the Blockbuster taking photos, being like, "Wow, I didn't know these were still around." They look and they scream as a man pulls back and pulls himself out on the road wearing nothing. Except a grotesque elk, not elf, stitched onto his back and a winter cap. That's the end.
Oh, perfection.
Oh, play
Oh boy.
Oh.
Well, now I don't think anyone is gonna forget their hat.
Nice.